Singers Ann Peebles and Otis Clay made their reputations in the early 70s with soul music successes. Clay on the R&B charts with songs like That's How It Is and I'm Satisfied. Peebles with the big pop hit I Can't Stand the Rain. Both of these singers have just released new albums, and rock critic Ken Tucker says they're more than just good comeback attempts. Here's Peebles.
Fall and winter's gone. I made it through the cold. Shivered through some storms all night all alone, and I didn't like that. I can see that silver lining. I see it now at last.
It's a cinch that Ann Peebles and Otis Clay are aware of a fundamental pop culture truism, that artists do their best, most innovative work early on in their careers, and then spend the rest of their creative lives working variations on it, that is, repeating themselves. The trick to a long-lasting career is to make those repetitions seem fresh and lively. Ann Peebles addresses this point more or less specifically on the cut I just played, Bouncin' Back, while Otis Clay does it more indirectly on I Can Take You to Heaven Tonight.
Someone like you should never have a sad face. And I can't imagine who would ever cause your heart to break. But if you let me have some time, I'll take this trouble, take it off your mind. Now I can't perform miracles, but if you let me, I'll try. I'm no angel, but I can take you to heaven tonight. I can take you to heaven tonight. I know it, but you know I'll treat you right. I can take you to heaven tonight. I know it, but you know I'll treat you right.
Otis Clay's new album is called I'll Treat You Right. Ann Peebles is Part-Time Love. They're both on a subsidiary of Boston's Rounder Records called Bullseye Blues. 2 decades ago, Peebles and Clay shared a different record label, High Records, the Memphis company that brought us, most famously, Al Green. High Records was legendary for its rhythm section. It was a tight yet fluid group that included Howard Grimes on drums, Leroy Flick Hodges on bass, and Leroy's brother Charles on organ and piano. That high rhythm section has been reunited for these new recordings, and you can hear them stretch out on Ann Peebles' Read Me My Rights.
I'm just a prisoner, caught up in this world I can't control. What am I doing here? Just drive.
Although they share a certain gravelly tone, Peebles and Clay are very different sorts of singers. Peebles has always favored a blunt, assertive tone. She declaims her lyrics in a conversational manner. Clay, on the other hand, came up through gospel music and incorporates a spiritual cry and moan in many of his best songs. Where Peebles often expresses righteous anger, Clay describes a heartbreaking fatalism. It's unlikely that either of their new albums is going to be a big hit. As commercial stylists, their time is past. But that doesn't mean that these aren't vital records made by singers whose sense of history hasn't muffled them in nostalgia. If you're looking for classic soul music that hasn't been co-opted for use in a beer or car commercial, here's just about the best stuff around.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly.